This week's parsha, we read of the makot that strike Paro and strike Mitzrayim. And we read of Paro's response. Eventually, Hashem hardens Paro's heart to make it easier for him to stand up and not give in. But initially, Paro finds the justifications himself, and the Torah relates to this. For example, by Makat Sfardea, Shmot Perchet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vayar Paro ki haita harvacha, v'achbedet libo v'lo shama alehem kasher diber Hashem. What does it mean, he saw that there was harvacha? So, the Kli Yakar explains, he saw that Mitzrayim was a wide land and that the smell would dissipate quickly. When he saw this, he told himself things will be okay. Even though it was clear that terrible makos were happening, this served as enough of a justification for him. Later, by Makat Dever, we see something even more amazing. Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, we're told, Vayas Hashem the davar hazeh mimacharat vayamad kol mikne Mitzrayim umimikne bnei Yisrael lo meit echad. All of the Egyptian cattle died, none of the Jewish cattle died. Wow. The next pasuk says vayishlach paro vihine lo meit mimikne Yisrael ad echad. Very interesting terminology. He sent around and checked, and the Jewish cattle hadn't ad echad, even up to one, hadn't died. What does that mean? So the Chatam Sofer says that there's a medrash, he quotes, which says there was one who did die. Adachad. Not more than one, but one died. What's pshat? So it seems there was this family that was a mixed family, Egyptian and Jew, and the question was how to view them and how to view their cattle. So he said, oh, this is a Jewish cattle, and it died, so it shows you that there really is no distinction between the Jews and the Egyptians. Well, let's think about this for a second. All the Egyptian cattle died. None of the Jewish cattle died, with the exception of this one. But when you're looking for a justification to tell yourself things are okay and you don't need to change, even something like this serves as a justification. And this is a big lesson. Sometimes in life, very clear things happen to us if we're just willing to recognize them for what they are. But we look for justifications to deny what they are so that we don't have to reach the conclusions we need to reach. This is very important for us so we can see what's right under our nose.
Had all the materials ready in advance. I probably gave him the most. I told him in advance that the only